It's no surprise to hear of vintage cars or vintage records, but vintage snowmobiles? That I had not heard of before moving to the North Woods. I was curious about what draws people to the sport, so I headed to the offices of the Eagle River Derby Track for the weekend of the Vintage Racing Championship.
Yeah, we didn't call you, so I...
Seems to me I'm supposed to be doing something.
I interrupt the busy office clamor and talk to Audrey Decker. She's wearing a vintage snowmobile outfit, a black sweater with orange stripes, and fluffy lamb's wool boots.
You just want to go watch the races for a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Elmer, why don't you take her up to maybe this lower hot seat here?
Good to meet you.
Elmer Jensen volunteers with the event and hasn't missed a derby since 1986. The hot seat area is a warm room with big windows overlooking the racetrack. Snowmobiles look like small bugs from here on the starting line of the half-mile track.
And why do you think people do vintage racing?
I think it's a little less expensive. A lot of older sleds around and that.
So, Elmer says, vintage racing is more approachable for the average Joe. Then there's the nostalgia factor, and then there's the opportunity for tinkering. Here's spectator Mark Voska talking with us.
It's always fun. work all week to get it going and for a week. Yeah, they sure weren't.
A lot of breakage.
Yeah.
Outside the race area, Todd Haskey is getting his sled ready for the weekend of racing.
73 440 Starfire for the World Championship.
Haskey says he and his brother and dad are all on a racing team together. His Starfire sled is painted with the stripes of the American flag.
Back in the day when they were only made to race one season and then they'd throw them away. Literally, they would crush them so nobody else could have them. Very few of these vintage racing sleds made it this far.
So to keep it racing, it's been heavily modified.
Does this sled go, do you think it goes faster now than it did in...
Way faster. Yeah, probably almost 15 miles an hour faster.
How fast are we talking?
About 100 miles an hour, top speed.
Yep. All that tinkering must be paying off. For another look at snowmobile history, I head to the official Snowmobile Hall of Fame. Here I meet Craig Marchbank, president of the organization. Marchbank is also a vintage snowmobile mechanic for some of the race teams.
Usually the vintage meets, if you went there today, everybody's passionate. There's no egos. There's no animosity. Everybody's just there to have a nice time. And vintage is like vintage cars. Vintage snowmobiles like vintage cars. It seems to bring everybody together.
The Hall of Fame is filled with snowmobiles from throughout the ages, from glitzy to ice cream colored. The oldest one here dates from 1936. The rickety-looking machine was made by Carl Eliason, credited with the invention of the snowmobile right here in Vilas County.
This is what they used to get around in on the snow.
Made of wood, which is very different from...
Made of a lot of leftover parts, I believe, that whatever they could find and, you know, make it out of.
While admiring a turquoise cruiser model from several decades later, I meet vintage enthusiast Roy Morrison. He drove 14 hours to get here from Canada to see his first vintage world championship.
Everybody's got their hobby, you know, and or not everybody, but a lot of people. And old sleds is ours, and Eagle River is a big deal. Better go before I get much older.
Morrison confesses to having not one, but multiple barns full of vintage sleds. At least they take up less space than that many vintage cars. For WXPR News, I'm Natalie Jablonski.